104.5 The Zone. 9:36, this is the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. AFC Championship game coming up on Sunday. We'll have it for you here on The Zone. If you're going to be in Kansas City, go to Johnny's Tavern in the Power and Light District in Kansas City. It's brought to you by Brentwood Hearing Center, proudly serving Brentwood. For the same location, more than 30 years of doctors of audiology, ready to help you improve your quality of life by addressing your hearing care needs. And that's Midday 183 HL, if they can get there. And Titans Radio today and tomorrow at Johnny's Tavern in the Power and Light District.
Yeah, what was that Tom Hanks movie? Oh, it was called The Terminal. That's Mickey and Brian, right? Mickey and Brent right now. Yeah, they're stuck in the terminal.
Yeah, they're in the ATL, right?
They're in the ATL terminal.
Yeah, in Atlanta. The Kansas City Airport has been closed off and on this morning because of icy conditions.
They don't get to hang out with Catherine Zeta-Jones, though, like Tom Hanks did.
No.
Ooh.
That'd be good.
Yeah, wouldn't mind doing that.
All right, let's get to Steve Merrill.
We just tried to make Kevin uncomfortable.
ProSportsInfo. Right? Were you guys saying something? I think the mics were off again.
they had a temporary delay.
Yeah, maybe my headphones went out. Steve, what's going on this morning, man?
Hey, guys, doing well.
All right, before we talk about the championship games, is it too early, even though we don't know the teams, to have any sort of things to look at as far as the Super Bowl coming up in a couple weeks?
Well, there is an advanced line right now. Actually, a couple weeks ago, guys, the look-ahead line when this playoffs began was AFC minus 3.5. I thought that line looked too high. I think the assumption, obviously, was that Baltimore is the team to beat. Kansas City would be up there as well. But I thought 3.5 was a live dog for the NFC, especially since I thought San Francisco had the easiest path there. Obviously, when Baltimore got bumped, New Orleans got bumped. I really like San Francisco. Now the look-ahead line is 2.5, which I still think there's value with the NFC in that game. They also have lines on all four possible matchups. It really depends, obviously, if it's KC or Tennessee for the most part. KC would be favored over both NFC teams. They'd be about a 2.5-point favorite over San Francisco, about 3.5 over Green Bay. If Tennessee pulls the upset, they'd be about a 1-point dog to Green Bay. They'd be about a 2.5, 3-point dog to San Francisco. That's what we're looking at right now.
As far as the Titans and Chiefs on Sunday, Kansas City's favored by a touchdown. How do you see it?
Well, of course, it's a rematch of the regular season. Kansas City lost at Tennessee back in Week 10, 35-32. So the Titans are more than capable of winning this game. What's interesting about that also, when they went in, Kansas City was 6-3. Tennessee was just 4-5 at the time when they won that game. They've obviously played much better football down the stretch. They've just made the quarterback change. Mahomes also had that injury midseason. Tennessee now 9-3, their last 12 with Tannehill under center. What jumps out to me about that game, though, isn't that Tennessee won the game. It's the fact that they dominated on the ground rushing the ball, and they've done so here, obviously, recently in the playoffs. They had over 200 rushing yards in that game. Kansas City only had 97. KC has the fourth worst rush defense in the league this year. So I definitely think Tennessee has a chance for that reason. What I don't like about the matchup is what a difficult scheduling spot it is for the Titans. On paper, obviously, they match up well with that running game, but this is basically their fourth straight must-win road game in 4 weeks. Very rarely do you see three straight road games in the regular season. It's always tough for teams. Tennessee's now playing four straight. They had that must-win at Houston to finish the season. Then, of course, the big upsets in New England and Baltimore. Now they're playing the third straight top three AFC team. So even though I think it matches up well for the Titans, just not sure how much they'll have left in the tank.
From from Pro Sports Info, Steve Merrill is joining us here on the Wake Up Zone.
Well, Steve, I guess with that game, the Titans game versus KC, what are some prop bets? Do they have prop bets for the championship games?
Yeah, they have a lot of props out there, Blaine, and a couple actually that I think are kind of interesting. First of all, if you look at all four of the teams, they have the highest passing quarterback prop. Mahomes at about 70%, he's minus 230. He threw for a ton of yards against Tennessee in the first matchup. And then if you look at the highest rushing running back, Derrick Henry, of course, a heavy favorite there. He's at about 70% at minus 230. He had a big game, over 180 yards. What's interesting to me, though, is if you look at the odds to be the second highest rusher, the second favorite to have the most running yards is Green Bay's running back, Aaron Jones. So you have a situation here where the 2 7-point underdogs are the odds on favorites to have the top two running back rushing yards, which is very unusual because obviously, you know, when you run the ball more, you usually win the game, even in the modern NFL. And I thought that was something that doesn't quite jive. You've got 2 7-point underdogs that, you know, technically only have about a 25% chance of winning straight up in each game. Yet the odds makers are saying the top two running backs this weekend should be Green Bay and Tennessee. So I think that's something that's very interesting to keep an eye on.
What's the total points you think will be scored here? in the Titans game?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the first game was a shootout, you know, with 67 points scored. Could have gone to overtime and had even more. Right now we're looking at a total in this game, which is the highest of the two, at about 53. The 49er game is about 46.5. The conditions, as you mentioned, there's ice right now. It's going to be extremely cold Sunday, about 23 degrees on Sunday afternoon, but they are not calling for any precipitation. So the weather will be clear. But when you get conditions that cold, 23 degrees, you know, it could affect the offense. And once again, you figure that favors the better running team in Tennessee versus the team that throws the ball a lot. But all things equal, both teams should get plenty of offense. Neither one could stop each other's strength in that first matchup. So I look for KC to throw a lot. I look for Tennessee once again to be able to run the ball effectively.
Speaking of Steve Merrill, of course, from Pro Sports Info. Steve, what about the NFC Championship game? 49ers favored by 7.5.
Yeah, another one, Mark, we're sitting on that key number. You know, Kansas City was 7.5 early in the week. It's mostly 7. San Francisco was 7 earlier in the week. Now it is up to 7.5 in most locations, as you mentioned. So that's a very big difference, that half point. I like the Niners to win this game, but I think it's 7.5 now. This line is definitely inflated. They completely dominated the regular season matchup. There was nothing misleading about that blowout win a couple months ago. You know, normally in the NFL, it's never that easy. There's always the revenge factor. But what I like to look for is misleading scores, and there's just absolutely nothing misleading about that first game. It was probably maybe the worst offensive game Aaron Rodgers has ever had in his professional career. The Green Bay Packers lost that game 37-8 on November 24th. But keep in mind, they were just a 3-point road underdog in that game. Now they're a 7.5-point dog. Aaron Rodgers, they only had 81 passing yards on 37 attempts. He threw for less than 4 yards per pass attempt despite being blown out. So really have to see some major changes by Green Bay's offense in this game. Just not sure they have what it takes to match up here. San Francisco also by far has the best defense remaining in the playoffs. Highest ranked defense is usually the team that wins the Super Bowl. So I like them going forward here. Not sure they can cover the 7.5, but I'd be surprised if they don't win this game straight up.
And of course, in the fight game, what about Conor McGregor against Rocky Cerrone?
Yeah, you know, this is a really interesting matchup. You know, McGregor's always been fun to watch. He's been one of my favorites along with everyone else out there. I think in recent years, you know, a little less like for him. He's gotten very public, a little cocky, or more cocky, I guess you could say. It starts to feel a little bit like Ronda Rousey, you know, when she looked unbeatable and then people realized she was kind of very one-dimensional. And Holly Holm, by the way, who's on the undercard tomorrow night as the co-main event, she's one that knocked off Rousey. McGregor's very one-dimensional as well. He's a kickboxer. He has no ground game. Khabib beat him in his last match by submitting him. That was 460 days ago. It's been over a year. But Cerrone is a kickboxer just like McGregor. In fact, Cerrone's probably my favorite to watch over the years. He kind of flies under the radar. He's a guy that's always ready to fight. And these two guys are top three as far as knockouts over the last 6 years. They rank 1 and 2 in knockdowns. So I'd be shocked if this fight doesn't end in the KO one way or the other. I make it a pick 'em. I think it's a 50-50 toss-up. And right now you can get Cerrone at almost 2.5 to 1 at plus 270. So I think it's really 50-50. And I think if you're going to play it, there's tremendous money line value on Cowboy Cerrone. Another thing with McGregor is he dominated the 140 weight class. But when he stepped up in the 155s and the 170s, he's not as dominant. One of the reasons is because he's very long. In fact, Cerrone is 3 inches taller, but McGregor has a 1 inch longer reach, which is very strange. But I think this is a very even fight, and I think one of them will knock each other out.
Give us a couple picks for the weekend, Steve.
Yeah, once again, if you're looking at that fight, plus 270 on Cerrone, I think it's 50-50, so there's excellent line value there. And then in the NFL game, look at the over in the 49er game. I think that game will be the highest score in the ball.
Steve Merrill from Pro Sports Info, thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right. I'd like to apologize for nothing. Steve every week here on the Wake Up Zone. That's the that Conor McGregor, of course. 9:44, we come back. Howard's House Bets, and also our friend Rhett Fasinda and his new twist on an NFL Films classic. Faces will be weather beaten on Sunday. More Wake Up Zone powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors coming up.